忠诚，愿将你导引的方向认清，用心倾听，重拾我使命，愿与基督心意和应。Right before you, with no delay, I'll do to the cold and full weaknesses. Lord, I owe you my baby shaken.
充满我
全每一日对我说话，你生命的话语，仍令你深沉爱圣灵，教我生命之多，爱我眼是我看见，提醒我的你是我看见你的话，是我能再次拥有生的生命。我需要，我需要你生命的话语。
男仔，求主准备我们心去领受的说话，
主每一日对我说话，你生命的话语，甜暖你心亲爱圣灵，教我生命之多，爱我眼是我看见，提醒我的你是我半生你的话，是我能再次拥
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家午安。
Thank you so much for giving me this wonderful privilege to share God's word with you again.
好多谢大家俾我嘅机会再次同你讲主嘅话语。
May God's peace go with each and every one of you.
愿神嘅平安与你哋每人同在。
And I thank God for blessing you with this wonderful building.
神祝福咗你，俾你一个咁好嘅建筑物。
But when I come here.What I'm more joyful about is seeing the warmth and joy of the fellowship of God here.
啊，入到嚟最开心咧，都系见到你哋每一个。
Let's pray.
大家一齐祷告。
Father, we come before you and we thank you that your word is living and active.
主啊，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，我哋多谢，因为你嘅话语系活嘅。
You know where each and every one of us are coming from.
你知道我哋每一个人喺边度嚟。
We trust in you that you will speak to each and every one of us today where we are.
係深信你會按住我哋嘅需要，對我哋每一個人嘅心裏邊講説話。
We pray that we would be able to hear your word and be transformed by it.
我哋希望我哋能夠聽到你嘅説話，能夠俾你嘅話語改變我哋嘅生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主嘅名，我哋求。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I'd like to talk about the Ten Commandments.
今日想同你講十戒。
How do we apply the Ten Commandments in our life?
怎樣將十戒應用在我們的生活裡面呢?
When you read the Ten Commandments, what is your impression of it?
當你看十戒的時候,你有什麼感覺呢?
It says, do not, do not, do not, do not, do not.
猛咁話,唔好,唔可以,唔可以,咁樣。
But the challenge for us is, do you see the heart of God in the commandments?
但更加重要呢,個挑戰就是你在十戒裡面看到神的心呢?
Do you see the gospel in the commandments?
十戒裏面看到個福音嘅信息喺邊度咧
？If you were a Sunday school teacher and you were teaching little children, how would you teach these Ten Commandments？
如果你主日學，你教緊小朋友，你會點教十戒咧
？Sometimes when we read the commandments, we read through it and we say, "Oh, if only if I live by these rules, then God will be happy with me."
好多時我哋睇十戒就啊，如果我按住十戒咁生活，咁神一定會好開心噶啦。
And if I obey them perfectly, then God will take me into heaven.
如果我全部守曬咧，我就一定上到天堂啦。
But we come to realize, we know that none of us can fulfill or obey these laws perfectly.
但係當你好認真去實行嗰時咧，你發覺咦，我哋冇一個人能夠好完全嘅將十戒完全守曬嘅。
So how should we look at the commandments?
咁我哋應該點樣去睇十戒咧
？Let's look at that today.
我們今天就去試一下看看
The first thing is this.
第一樣就是
The first purpose for the commandments is to reveal God's standard for His people.
第一個給我們十戒的原因就是神想讓我們知道祂要求的水準是什麼
Our God is a holy God.
我們神是一個聖潔的神
Our God is a God who cannot stand in the presence of sin.
祂不能夠在罪那裡生活
He isWe cannot approach him or we would die.
所以如果有罪嘅，唔能够亲近佢，如果唔系就会死噶啦。
That's why when we come to the Holy of Holies, there is a curtain.
所以去到至圣所度之前系有一个幔子系遮住噶。
And because God is a holy God, we come to him with reverence.
因为神系一个咁圣洁嘅神，所以我哋存咗个敬畏嘅心嚟到神嘅面前。
And he calls his people to be holy also.
而佢呼召佢嘅子民都好似佢咁圣洁。
Let me give an example.
我举个例子俾你听下。
What does the fourth commandment say?
第四个诫命系讲乜嘢
？Does anyone know what the fourth commandment?
有冇人识得背啊？第四诫系乜嘢
？For the parents, it says, honor your father and mother.
对父母嚟讲咧，就系话要尊敬你嘅爸爸妈妈。
So if your children are misbehaving, you can ask them, what's the fourth commandment?
所以如果細蚊仔唔聽話，就問佢哋第四戒講乜嘢啊咁。
Martin Luther said this.
馬丁路德佢咁話。
He said, when you honor your father and mother, it's greater than loving them.
你尊敬你父母係大過你去愛佢哋。
God expects his children not just to love their parents, but to honor them.
神要求嘅仔女唔單止係去愛佢哋，甚至係要尊敬佢哋。
And when Martin Luther was explaining the commandments, he went from the negative to the positive.
馬丁路德佢解釋呢個十戒時咧，佢又由負面嘅走去進入正面嘅教導。
The commandments say, "You shall not murder, commit adultery, you shall not steal."
譬如嗰度戒命話你唔可以殺人，唔可以偷嘢。
But what is at the heart of these commandments?
但係呢啲咁嘅説話背後嘅中心係乜嘢咧
？Martin Luther explains our responsibility this way.
馬丁路德佢就將佢咁演繹過嚟啦。
If therefore you send away one who is naked when you could clothe him, you have caused him to freeze to death.
佢話：如果你見到有人好凍，你唔俾衫佢著，個結果咧，你會令到佢凍死。
If you see one who's hungry and you do not feed him, you have caused him to starve.
如果見到有人肚餓，你唔俾嘢佢食，你令到嗰個人係飢餓致死。
If you see a person innocently sentenced to death, and you do not save him, you have the means to do so, then you have killed him.
如果你見到一個人係俾人屈而就死嘅話，你又唔做得好嘢，你又唔去幫佢咧，咁變咗咧，你係有份去令到佢係被殺嘅。
So how do we summarize the commandments?
咁所以總結嚟講，十戒應該係點咩意思咧
？Paul summarizes it for us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14.
在加拉太書第五章那裡，保羅就將十戒呢是總結了，他這樣說。
He said the entire law is summed up in a single command.
他說所有的律法其實只是一句說話可以總結了。
It's, what is it?
是什麼呢？
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是愛你的鄰舍如同愛自己。
How did Jesus sum up the commandments?
耶穌又怎樣將所有的戒命是總結
呢？ If you sum up the commandments in two phrases, what would it be?
如果兩句說話說完是什麼呢？
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
就是用尽心尽性尽意去尽力去爱主你的神。
And the second is love each other, love your neighbor as yourself.
第二就是说你要爱人自己。
When we look at the commandments, let's look at the heart of the commandments.
所以当你读十诫的时候，你一定要记住十诫的中心是什么。
Let's look at God's heart for the commandments.
我们要看到神在背后的心是什么。
How he wants his people to be.
到底他想他的子民是成为一些什么人呢？
Because he is a holy God.
因为他是一个圣洁的神。
That's why Paul said to the church in Galatia.
所以保罗对教会这么说。
He says that carry each other's burdens.
他说你们要互相是担负大家的重担。
So you fulfill the law of Christ.
当你去互相负担的时候，你就是成全了律法了。
So when you look at the commandments, don't just look at it as a list of no, 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 don't do this, don't do that.
所以看戒命不要只看字面说，哦，不可以做什么，不可以做什么。
But see God's heart. See God's heart in the commandments.
但是感受一下神背后的心，的心肠是怎样。
And the second reason, the second way for us to look at the commandments is this.
第二方面呢，当我们看圣十诫的时候，我们应该怎么看
呢？ It's to make us see who we really are.
就是呢，它给我们看到呢，我们到底是一个怎样的人。
It's to show us who we really are.
就是给我们知道我们是一个怎样的人。
And Chinese New Year just passed a couple of weeks ago.
好像唐人的新年刚过了。
How many of you make New Year's resolutions? Please raise your hand.
有没有做什么大计啊？有你举举手。有没有新年大计啊？
How many of you have stopped making New Year's resolutions?
有没有已经放弃了，不再有这些新年大计了？
Sometimes we feel like we make these resolutions, but only after a couple of weeks we break them already.
因为我们发觉每年都是这样讲，讲完都不够几个礼拜已经忘记了，所以都费事做了。
Imagine if we say our New Year's resolutions, I promise I will obey the Ten Commandments.
哇，新年嗰阵时话我咧应承咗，我一定要守十戒噶啦。
What will happen after a few weeks later?
几个礼拜之后你会发现点样
？What will happen even a few days later?
唔好讲几个礼拜，几日之后会点样
？What will happen even a few hours or minutes later?
甚至几分钟之后都即刻有嘢发生。
Maybe it's happening now.
或者而家都已经系发生紧啦。
And we realize that we cannot live up to the Ten Commandments.
你就发觉你点解活唔到咧？
So Jesus said, even if you have not murdered anyone, but in your heart, if you have hatred towards your brother, you have murdered him already.
虽然表面你没有用手去杀人，但如果你心里面呢，是恨一个人的时候呢，圣经告诉我们，那就已经是杀了人了。
Martin Luther says, even if we dedicate our lives to live up to this standard, to try our best,
所以马丁路德说，就算你用晒你的心想去守呢啲咁嘅诫命，
we will come to realize in just one day that we will have a hard time of it.
你就发觉你一日都做唔到。
And no one can attain them by human power.
因为靠人嘅能力，人系唔可以守得到嘅。
Luther says we don't need a higher set of rules to set us apart. We can't even live up to the Ten Commandments.
佢都唔好讲其他啲诫命啊，净系十诫咋都守唔掂啊！
So what do we discover ourselves once we look at this word of God?
咁所以当我哋一面对十诫嘅时候，我哋认识到我自己系点样人。
We realize that we are a people of unclean hands and unclean lips.
就发觉原来我哋嘅嘴唇不洁，我哋嘅手亦都不洁。
That we realize that in the presence of a holy God, we cannot stand in the presence of a holy God.
而我哋唔能够去企喺神一个咁圣洁嘅神嘅面前。
We are just like Isaiah said, "Woe is me! I am a man of unclean hands."
好似以赛亚先知咁，当佢见到神嘅时候，佢话：神啊，有祸啦我，因为我手好不洁啊。
So what is the function of the commandments?
所以十诫嘅功用系咩咧
？In Romans chapter 3 verse 20, it says, "Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by observing the law."
所以罗马书第三章就话，冇人能够靠守诫命而称义嘅。
Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
反而透过诫命俾我哋知道咩叫罪。
We become conscious of sin. Galatians chapter 3 verse 24, Paul says, the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ.
加拉太书第三章就话，神系用诫命带我哋去基督嗰度。
That we might be justified not by our works, but by faith.
俾我哋睇到我哋需要系靠住信心，需要耶稣去帮我哋。
So the second purpose of the law is to drive us.To the cross, to the foot of the cross.
所以神俾十诫我哋，想俾我哋睇到我哋嘅无能，以致我哋需要耶稣去到十诫嘅面前，求耶稣去救我哋。
The gospel is saying, the gospel is, I'm not okay and you're not okay, but that's okay because God loves us anyway.
福音就系话你又唔妥，我又唔妥，不过唔紧要，因为有耶稣喺度。
It drives us to the cross.
十诫令到我哋，十诫令到我哋知道我哋嘅需要，我哋要耶稣。
You know, in the, I don't know what your requirement if you want to be baptized in this church.
我唔知你教会如果需要受浸系有啲咩嘅要求。
In the medieval times, in the baptismal preparation was many years.
咁喺嗰啲浸礼班咧，其实系历古以嚟都有噶啦。
And they had to memorize three things.
中古時代咧，主要要受浸人咧，佢要記要背三樣嘢。
They had to memorize. So when I ask you what's the fourth commandment, you can answer me immediately.
你要背咗十戒，所以如果我問你第四戒咩，你應該即刻識答我噶啦。
They had to memorize the Apostles' Creed.
就係咧，佢哋要念咗信徒史經。
The Apostles' Creed is the gospel.
其實一個史經咧，就係一個福音嘅縮影嚟噶。
After the Apostles' Creed, then they learn the Lord's Prayer.
然後樣嘢佢要背咧，就係主禱文。
We are taught how to pray.
因为要教你点去祈祷。
And then after the Lord's Prayer, then we learn the Ten Commandments, how to live.
第三样嘢咧，受浸人必须要记嘅咧，就系背嘅咧，就系十诫啦。
In the medieval Christianity, this was the order: Apostles' Creed, then Lord's Prayer, then Ten Commandments.
喺中世纪嗰啲信徒咧，呢三个就系佢哋需要记嘅，要顺住次序咁去背咗佢。
But you know what Martin Luther did?
咁到马丁路德嗰阵时候，佢做咗啲咩嘢咧
？He taught these three things。
佢就教呢三样嘢。
But then he reversed the order。
但系佢将嗰个次序咧系调转咗。
He taught them first the Ten Commandments。
佢先教十诫。
You know why？
点解咧
？To show them who they really are。
因为佢想俾佢睇到佢哋究竟到底真嘅本相系一个咩嘢。
After studying the commandments, we realize that we're sinners。
透过读完十诫就知道我哋系罪人啦。
And we say, who's going to save me from this body of death?
当我哋睇到自己系罪人嗰阵时候，我哋就会呼求就话：哎呀，到底边个可以救我呢个取死脱离呢个取死嘅身体咧
？And then he teaches them the gospel, the Apostles' Creed.
咁然后佢就教佢嗰个福音啦，就系嗰个使徒信经。
And then he teaches them the Lord's Prayer.
最后尾教佢哋祷告。
Do you know why he did this?
知唔知马丁路德点解要咁做
？He showed Christians the burden of the law first.
佢先将神嘅爱去俾我哋睇得到
，and then showed them the beauty of the cross，
俾我哋睇到十架嘅美丽。
To remind us that we cannot save ourselves，
去提醒我哋唔能够自己救自己。
That it is by grace we've been saved，
系靠恩典我哋能够得救。
So what is the purpose of the Ten Commandments？
所以我再问一次，到底神俾十架我哋系为咗咩原因咧
？Let's review。
我哋再温一次咯。
What is the first function of the commandments？
十诫嘅第一个用意系乜嘢
？It is to show us God's holy standard。
就系俾我哋知道神嗰个圣洁嘅标准系咩嘢。
And it's also to show us who we really are。
而跟住就系俾你知道你到底系一个点样嘅人。
And it drives us to the cross。
以至能够驱使你睇到有咁嘅需要要去到十诫嘅前边。
Only by His grace that we are saved。
让我哋能够明白，只系靠恩典我哋能够得救。
And now the third purpose is this。
第三个原因又系乜嘢咧？
The third purpose of the commandment is to reveal to us God's earnest purpose.
第三个原因就系想俾我哋知道神嘅心意系咩嘢。
To reveal to us God's motive, God's heart.
神嘅心肠对我哋到底系点样
？Exodus chapter 20 verse 3 to 4 says this.
出埃及记二十章嗰度佢咁话。
Can we read it together?
我哋一齐读。
You shall have no other gods before me.You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything. Why did God say that?
點解神要咁講咧？
What is God's earnest purpose?
神最盼望係乜嘢？
God's purpose is that God wants to be our God.
神最渴望嘅就係能夠成為我哋嘅神。
God wants to be our God.
神好想係做我哋嘅神。
Can you now please turn to the person sitting beside you and says, God wants to be your God.
你可唔可以話俾你隔離嗰人聽話，神啊好想你做你嘅神啊咁樣？你調轉格話俾隔離嗰人聽。
God wants to be your God.
神想做你嘅神。
We see God here as His most gracious and loving in Himself.
你睇到神係好恩典，好想愛我哋。
Why did God say, "You shall have no other gods before me"?
點解神話你唔好有其他嘅神喺度啊
？Because He's saying, "I'm your God."
因為佢話我係你嘅神啊嘛。
Why do you need to look to another?
你仲點解需要再去揾第二啲神呢
？Why do you depend on another?
你仲點需要去靠其他嘅嘢咧
？This is the first commandment.
呢個就係第一戒。
You shall have no other gods before me.
就係你喺我面前，你唔可以再有第二啲嘅神。
This is the most important commandment, and all the rest of them flows from this first commandment.
從十戒當中呢個第一戒，呢個係最重要嘅第一戒。
What is a God?
到底咩叫神
？Luther says a God is someone that where we expect all good.And to where we take refuge in time of trouble.
马丁路德佢话神系咩咧？神就系话当你有难嗰阵时候，你会去揾佢做你嘅靠山嘅。
So that to have a God is nothing else than to trust and believe something in with your whole heart or someone with your whole heart.
所以神就系话你全心全意所相信嘅嗰个。
And God says, whatever you lack of good things, expect it of me.
神就系话你需要咩嘢咩好嘢，我都唔会话唔俾你。
You look to me for it。
你揾我咪得咯。
Whenever you're struggling, you run to me。
你有咩困难挣扎，你嚟揾我啦。
You cling to me。
你嚟找紧我嘅应许。
As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you。
好似鹿渴慕溪水咁，你嚟揾我就得噶啦。
I will give you enough and will help you in all of your needs。
我会俾你有足够嘅，你有所有需要，我一定会帮你嘅。
God says, "I want to be your God."
神就话我就系想做一个咁样嘅神。
You don't need idols.
你唔需要有其他。
You don't need another God.
你唔需要其他嘅神。
Let not your heart cleave to or rest in another.
唔好将你嘅心摆喺其他嘅事物上边。
Don't you see God's heart in the commandments?
你能唔能够感受到神嘅心意咧
？See the heart of God there is that God wants to be our God.
当你读十诫嘅时候，你睇唔到神好想做你嘅神呢
？But we have many idols。
但你留意到我哋嘅生命上面有好多其他嘅偶像。
Even if we never put up an idol in our house。
虽然喺间屋嗰度，我未必摆一个偶像嘅样喺度。
Sometimes we can be guilty of idolatry。
但系好多时我哋里边心里边都犯咗。
Idolatry is not merely putting an image or work and worshiping it。
所以唔系啊，净系出边我有整一个。画像喺度，咁先叫做拜偶像。
But rather, it's a matter of the heart.
而系我心里边系点样样嘅咧
？When we cling to something else，
如果我哋将我哋嘅盼望系摆喺第啲嘢上边
，When we seek help from creatures or saints or devils or does not care for God，
如果我哋有起事，我哋唔揾神帮，我哋系寻求其他嘅方法去帮我哋嗰阵时候
，When we do not trust in Him completely。
当我哋唔能够全心全意信得过佢嘅时候，我哋就系拜紧偶像。
Let me ask this question of all of us.
我问你一个问题。
Is God really center of our lives?
到底神系咪真系你生命嘅中心点
？Or is it something else or someone else?
或者会唔会系第二啲事或者第二啲人先系你生命嘅真正嘅中心点咧
？We may say that we are Christians.
你可以话你系基督徒。
But the question is He center?
但系个问题就话佢系咪你生命中嘅中心点
？Tim Keller。Said something very insightful.
Tim Keller 讲咗样好有亮光嘅说话。
Please listen to this carefully.
你试下听下。
He said, "If you center your life or your identity on your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, you will be emotionally dependent or jealous and controlling."
如果你嘅中心点摆咗喺你嘅男朋友、女朋友、你嘅配偶身上边，或者咁你就会变个人咧就变咗好情绪化，你就会好有呢个占有欲。
If you center your life on your family or on your children,
如果你将个中心点摆咗喺你啲子女嗰度，喺你个家庭里边
，You may try to live your life through your children until they resent you or have no self of their own。
你就会将你整个嘅寄望摆咗喺仔女身上边，系由佢哋去支配你嘅生命。
What if we center our life on work or on our career or on our achievements？
如果将你嘅中心点摆咗喺你嘅工作、你嘅成功感嗰度，咁又会系点咧？
When we do that, we become a driven workaholic and we become a shallow, boring person.
咁你就会成为一个工作狂热嘅人，而慢慢你嘅生活就变得枯燥，你亦都变得好肤浅啦。
At worst, we will lose family and friends, and if our career goes bad, we develop depression.
如果再严重啲，你会失去你嘅家人啦，你嘅最亲爱嘅人啦。或者甚至更加严重嘅，你可能会陷入一个嘅情绪上面嘅低潮啦。
What if we center our life on money and our possessions？
又如果我哋将我哋中心点摆喺金钱、我哋嘅拥有物嘅上面，又会点咧
？If we do that, we will be eaten up by worry and jealousy about money。
如果你会咁做咧，你就会好担心，同埋你里边有好多嘅妒忌啊。
And sometimes we will be willing to do unethical, sinful things so that we can maintain our lifestyle.
有時甚至你會不擇手段做一啲你明知道唔道德嘅嘢，但你都要去做，因為你要維持你嘅生活嘅質素。
And someday it may even blow up our life.
有一日你咁做法嘅話，會毀壞你嘅一生。
What if we center our life on pleasure and comfort?
又或者，如果我将个中心点摆咗喺舒适嘅生活，咁又会点咧
？What happens？
咁到底有啲咩事会发生
？We become addicted to something。
你一定会去有啲嘢想嘅人啦。
We will become chained to escape strategies by which we avoid the hardness of life。
你又发觉你唔能够面对生活上嘅所有嘅困难，你会去逃避。
Sometimes we wonder why is it that my child is addicted to video games.
有時我哋話啊，點解細蚊仔咁中意打嗰啲電子遊戲機嘅咧
？And there was a time in my life when I was struggling with this, so I needed to see this is not my center.
我自己曾經經歷過，我就話啊，點解會咁嘅咧？呢樣嘢唔應該係我中心點嚟嘅喎。
And then, what if you center your life on a people's approval?
又如果你將你中心點擺咗喺人哋對你嘅讚賞，人哋點睇你，咁又會點咧
？Then you will be overly hurt when people criticize you or correct you.
咁当人哋话你嗰阵时候提醒你嗰阵时候咧，你就觉得好受伤害啦。
And you will always lose friends.
咁咧，结果你就系冇晒朋友。
And you will be afraid to confront your friends.
你又好怕咧去提你嘅好朋友。
And you become a useless friend.
咁变咗你唔会能够做到人哋一个有用同埋有好嘅朋友嘅。
What if you center your life on a religion of morality?
又如果你将个中心点就咁摆咗喺宗教化嘅道德嘅行为，咁又点咧
？If we live up to our moral standards, we become proud.
如果你能够活得出你嘅道德观嘅时候，你又会变成一个好骄傲嘅人。
If we don't live up to our moral standards, we are driven, we are devastated by guilt.
如果你活唔出咧，你又会好多罪恶感咧，你又会好唔开心啦。
These questions are meant to allow us to ask these questions of ourselves. What is the center of our life?
所以我再问大家，你试下谂下，到底你嘅生命嘅中心点喺啲咩事物上边，喺啲咩人嘅身上边
？Where do you find your joy？
你喺咩事物上边，喺咩点样，你先会能够得到喜乐咧
？Can you really say, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after God？
你能唔能够好似诗歌咁讲话，好似鹿切慕溪水，而你系渴慕紧神咧
？What am I living for？
到底你为咩而去生活咧
？Where do we get our sense of value？
令到你觉得有价值嘅嘢到底系咩嘢嚟嘅咧
？Where do I turn to when things are rough？
当你遇到有困难嗰阵时候，你会去揾边个去帮你咧
？Where is your source of security？
你嘅安全感摆喺咩事物上边
？The answer to these questions will help us determine whether we are what is our center。
如果你能够答到呢啲问题，又会帮你揾到到底你嘅而家人生嘅中心点喺边度啦
？Listen again to the word of the Lord。
试下再听下神嘅说话讲咩
？God says, I am the Lord your God.
神话我系你嘅神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
你喺我之前唔应该再有别的神。
God wants to be our God.
神好想做我哋嘅神。
How do we look at the commandments?
我哋点去睇十诫咧
？It shows us that we have a holy God, and He wants His people to be holy.
神想话俾我哋听，佢系一个好圣洁嘅神，佢好想佢嘅子民都好似佢咁圣洁。
But we also realize that we are sinners, and that's why it drives us to the cross.
同时间，我哋睇到我哋系罪人，我哋做唔到，所以我哋好需要耶稣帮我哋。
But also see the heart of God.
而更加重要嘅系睇到神嘅心意心肠。
God says, "I want to be your God." I am the Lord your God.
神话我系你嘅神，我系你嘅主，我好想做你嘅神。
Let's examine each and every one of our hearts.
我哋试下审查系我哋自己嘅心。
Is God really the center of our life?
到底神系咪真系你生命嘅中心点
？May we return to Him with all our hearts.
你想唔想将你嘅心回转归翻俾神
？Let us pray.
我哋一齐祷告。亲爱主，嚟到你嘅面前。求你都在我们心里面去光照我们去亲自的工作。如果有些什么地方原来我们不知不觉当中你不再是我们的中心点的，求你都让我们能够看得到，以至我们能够改到是脱离回来到你的面前，再一次是归向你自己。主就将你到每一个心都交上，我们每个人现在的光景都不一样，求你在我们这一刻我们的需要亲自对我们说话，求你听为我们的恳求，祷告奉耶稣的名字我们献上的。给两分钟大家静静，你自己单独来到神的面前，看看神有没有东西放在你的心里面。